John 6:1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, everybody say, when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. Praise God. Amen. There is a lad here, the 9th verse, there's a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But the disciples said, but what are they among so many? And I want to preach a little while from this title, The Multiplier. Amen. Set your Bibles down. Lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your voices to the Lord. I want us to pray together fervently right now. In the name of Jesus, God. Come on, why don't you join with somebody right now? Hallelujah. Pray with me fervently for just a few moments that God's going to help us in this house. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, I trust you, I believe you, God. You've never failed us one time, but you've been there for us, God. You've helped us over and over again, God. Hallelujah. Come on, why don't you praise him right now? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I want to preach. Everybody say, the multiplier. Amen. I'm thankful tonight that we got a good report. Sister Angelina's liver's grown back like it's supposed to be, and she's healthy and all that. Amen. Prayers for all those as they travel back home. Amen. I want to preach about the multiplier. Thank the Lord. Especially after that presentation I just gave to y'all. Hallelujah. What a wonderful sermon to preach. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this one. Praise God. Amen. These people, they began to look for Jesus when they heard about the miracles and that he had done on the diseased. Everybody say, on the diseased. Amen. Jesus had been going around doing miracles and healing the sick. And so the Bible said when they realized that he was healing the sick and getting rid of diseases, they came to chase him down and look for him. Amen. As I began to pray today, this is what the Lord dealt with me about. They were looking for a Savior that had the authority and the power to take some things away from them. Amen. They were looking, they were following a Jesus that they knew, the Bible said, that if you had a disease, he could take it away from you. Amen. He could heal sick bodies. Amen. I want to tell you, it's one thing to understand that he can subtract some things from you. Let me tell you, if God wants to subtract things, you just need to let him subtract for a while. Well, I might just slow down and preach for, I don't know how this is going to go. Amen. But when you first come to God, you got to learn that God wants to take some things away from you. I'm not talking about good things. I'm talking about things that'll drag you down. Amen. If you can't let go of the things that God wants you to let go of, you're always going to struggle living for God. Amen. You can't be one foot in and one foot out. Amen. If you come to Jesus, you got to have an open mind. You got to have an open heart. Hey, God, if you want me to walk away from that, I'll walk away from it. If you want me to get rid of this, I'll get rid of this. If you want me to cut this. Come on, church, help me right now. I'm going to tell you, a lot of living for God is just getting rid of the junk he wants you to get rid of. Amen. And learning not to go pick it back up again. Amen. Not like a dog that goes back to his vomit. But if God wants to subtract. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I said if God wants to take away, let him take away. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. They knew he was taking diseases away, and God has the power. Amen. I still believe every day when I wake up, I'm going to be healed. I won't be diabetic anymore. One of these days when I wake up, I won't be diabetic anymore. It may be in glory before I'm not, but one of these days I'm going to be healed. Amen. I believe he's got the power either here or there. One of these days, he's going to take some things away. Amen. But Jesus was about to show these disciples, show these people, he could do more than subtract. He can also, come on. We're not serving a God that's doing elementary math. Amen. He's not learning 5 minus 3, but he can do 5 times 3 too. Come on. Same God that can heal your body can multiply things. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house right now. I don't know if it takes more faith to believe he can subtract, or whether it takes more faith to believe he can multiply. But I got enough faith he can do whatever he wants to do according unto his will. Amen. Lift your hands to the Lord together right now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, pray with me for a moment. Yea, Lord. Come on, pray until something breaks. Come on, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yea, Lord, you're for us, God. Come on, we're going over, we're not going under. Come on, we're above and not beneath. Come on, we're the people of God. Come on, it's time to let your faith rise in this house. Hallelujah. Eleasea. God, let our faith rise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said that he already knew what he was about to do. Amen. He already knew he was about to do some multiplication, but he went ahead and asked anyway, whence shall we buy bread? He was asking, where shall we buy bread? Let me take you to where they were. They They were a long ways up in the mountains. Amen. He took them away from Walmart. He got them away from Dollar General. He got them so far, amen, there wasn't anywhere to run to. Amen, you couldn't run down to the bakery real fast. Amen, but let me tell you, God knows how to get you to a place, amen, where the only person that can fix it is Jesus. Amen. He takes them up to a mountain. The Bible said a long ways off. And then he says, now where are we going to get some bread now? Hello, you know what God is trying to do? He's trying to get people to quit looking at all your options. Well, hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes he's got to get all your options taken care of. And come on, when you borrow from everybody, you can borrow. Amen. And the only one that can hook you up now is Jesus Christ. Amen. God took them so far away and asked them a question. Now, where on earth are we going to get bread now? God, what are you doing? I'm teaching them a lesson. I want them to look to me. Oh, I feel Jesus in this place. If I don't get one thing across other than this, amen, I want you to learn where to look when you need something to happen. I'm telling you, amen, in other countries overseas, amen, they don't have the things that we have. You know what we have? We have options. Amen. When we're sick, we go to the doctor. When we need this, we go there. When we're in trouble, we go find a lawyer. Well, hallelujah. When you're running low, you go to the bank and make a deal. And we got all these options. Jesus gets them way away from town up on a mountain. And then he lets the crowd come. Amen. When the crowd comes and he begins to ask his disciples, what do y'all think? Y'all got any idea, amen, where we might could get some bread right now? What are you doing, Jesus? I'm teaching my disciples. When you figure out that God is the source of all your blessings, it's going to help you lay down at night and go to sleep. Amen. When you're up against the wall and what are you doing, Jesus? I'm trying to show you something. I'm the bread of life. What are you doing, Jesus? I'm letting you know I'm the one that's got my hand on the valve. If I open it, there's going to be bread. If I close it, you know what? People are spending way too much time trying to worrying about what other people think and impress people that don't even know you or probably even like you. Amen. You know what I'd be spending my time doing? I'd be on an altar because I know, amen, my Redeemer. Amen. I know where my blessing comes from. I know where my sustenance comes from. I know who's got his hand on the valve. Well, if I could just get them to sign one more loan extension or whatever. We don't need a loan extension. We need God to show up. All we need is the favor of God. This is what my pastor used to tell me. All God's got to do is tilt it your way a little bit. He ain't got to make anything big happen. Just lean it your way a little bit to, and the windows of heaven will open on you. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Ida. Idabaha. Idabaha. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Amen. I was talking to my pastor about this building, what we were going to do. And he said, that all sounds wonderful. Amen. He said, but you make sure you allow the people to write whatever they want to write. I don't know if he knows you or he knows you better than I know you. I don't know. But he said, there's people in that church that God wants them to write some big checks. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Amen. We're going to move forward. We're going to do what we can do. Amen. But I'm telling you what he told me. God wants to bless them people. Amen. And those people pay that building off. Maybe you don't understand. Maybe you can't go there with me. Maybe you can go there with me. Amen. But I feel like God is wanting some people. You know what I'm saying? God, if nobody gets the vision, I'll get the vision. You pour it off on me, I'll pour it back on you. He said, give to me, and I'll give to you. Press down, shaking together, running over. He said, good measure. Come on, somebody needs to receive what God. Itoraba soraba. Itoraba seya. Itolabo seya. I don't know. I don't know what God's wanting to do. Amen, but I sure ain't worried about it. Amen. Boy, I feel Jesus in this place. Amen. I feel like God could open up the windows of heaven on somebody. You know, all it takes is one idea, one contract, one phone call. We'd be giving houses away to widow women. I don't know. This church may be paid off tomorrow for all I know. Amen. But I know when people get the vision and they get under the love. I'm telling you, my God is a multiplier. Everybody say he's a multiplier. Can I help you for a minute? When I was in school, they taught me this. Anything times zero equals zero. Hallelujah. You know what that tells me? God can't multiply zeros. Come on, I'm going to preach a little while. Amen. If you can get your faith to a level. It's getting kind of quiet, maybe. Amen. Zero is not a multiplier. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, amen, who the Bible said was that rock that followed them in the wilderness. Amen. The Bible said, by Jesus was the earth created. Amen. Stood there seeing 5,000 men plus women and children. And he said, does anybody have anything? Uh-oh. Started preaching now. Has anybody got anything? Well, we've got one lad, one little boy that's got two fishes and five loaves. Well, that's not very much food. No, his mama packed him a lunch for him and it's probably his little sister. But when you got God, who's the multiplier, all he's got to do is get somebody off zero. Come on. Come on. Hey, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about everything. In the God, if you want God to multiply your anointing, you got to give him more than zero. If you want God to bless your ministry, you got to give him more. Come on. I'm talking about a God that wants to multiply, but he don't multiply zero. Come on, I'm here to help somebody. We get this mentality, if God will anoint me, I'm going to do something for him. And God's saying, if you give me more than zero, have I told you lately that God hates laziness? Amen. God hates laziness. God wants more than zero. God wants... Well, I would, but I'm a one talent. Don't you know? Amen. Praise God. Take a drink in a minute when y'all ain't looking. Well, if God would give me one more talent, I'd really show him. I'd really pay him back. Let me tell you, God purposely creates one talent, people. Amen. That's my club. It's okay to. If you are a one, you're with me. You're my. Have you ever heard me play the drums or the keyboard? Have you ever play the bass or sing a solo or do a bouquet or build a boutonniere? No, that's not me. I'm just, hey man, but you, is there any ones in here? Praise God. Quit your lying. Amen. Praise God. You're my people. Amen. You know, one talent, people, a lot of times because we got one, we give zero. Everybody over here is clapping. Well, half of y'all come on this side so we kind of balance it out a little bit. Somebody come over here and clap on this side so the ship don't lean too far. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, God knows how to multiply if you're a one or a two or a five, but you gotta give more than zero. I wanna tell you something. The one talent people, they're so intimidated by the two talents and the five talents that they say this, somebody else will do it. There's somebody way better than me. So I'm going to sit here like a knot on a log. I'm intimidated to pray because somebody over there is blessed in intercession. So I'm just going to keep my mouth sealed. Let me tell you, it don't take any talent. A blind Bartimaeus can say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. I'm trying to help somebody. He told us,
Come on, there's somebody. You're like a Bartimaeus, and you're sitting there and you're hoping some human being will add a quarter. Some human will walk by and add a penny or add a dollar where I can make it another day. But the multiplier is saying, hey, if you give me more than zero, I'll open your blind eyes. I'll make it to where you ain't got to depend on. Everybody say he's a multiplier. This is the words God gave me to speak to this church tonight. I'll multiply whatever they're willing to give me. Well, I ain't got time to pray. I got four jobs and I got to be in Little Rock in the morning. And I got this and I got that. Well, look around. There's other people probably got the same thing you got. Amen. But you got to make up in your mind, I'm going to give God something. Hey, I hope this is all right. I'm trying to help somebody. Hey, you know what? I've been blessed my whole life. You know what? I've been a giver my whole life. I didn't understand. My wife started giving all my money to the church. I thought, are you sure about this, honey? Amen. There may not be enough. She'd give and God would bless. And I finally figured out. I'm like, whatever you do, don't stop giving. And I figured out when I'd give, God would give back to me. I'm just telling you, I'm a person just like you are. Amen. I'm an absolute nobody, but I'm a giver. Amen. I made a deal with God one day. I had some land I couldn't afford. I was making a $3,000 a month payment on it. And I didn't have $3,000. I was robbing Peter, pay Paul. I'd get a draw on that house and I'd go pay my bank, trying to make everything floating. And I made a deal with God. I said, I'm about to lose this land if you don't do something. I said, if you'll bless me, I'll give you 25% of it. I thought, what's the difference between 100% of zero or 25% of a dollar? You still get 75 cents. I thought, I'm going to make a deal with God. I made a deal with God. About a couple weeks later, I was writing God a $50,000 check. Amen. Hey, I'm ready to do it again. I said, hey, God takes care of people who give him more than zero. I just started making deals with God. I've had houses and land, and there was a time when my houses weren't selling. 2008, it was a crash, and I made a deal with God. Back in the day, I loved Egg McMuffins. Still kind of do. Amen. I told God, and when I'd get off at McCain Boulevard, there was a McDonald's right there before you went around the curves to the church. And I'd love to swing through there and chew one before I got to the church. And the thought come to me, why don't you pray first? Then go eat your Egg McMuffin. So obviously God don't have a problem with Egg McMuffins. But anyway, I said, I'll make a deal with you. I'll drive right past it. And I had two little babies, Darren and Brittany. I'd even buy them something. Drive on to the church and pray and go back. You know what? When I get to the church, my phone will start ringing. Hey, is this the owner of Lot 8 on Miracle Heights? Hey, man, would you be interested in selling? I'll be there in just a second. Got to get a Big Mac. Amen. Hey, when you start giving God something, he starts giving back to you. I've done it say. Come on, let's praise him right now. Come on, lift up your voice and praise him right now. Hallelujah. I'm not preaching this because the church needs money. The church can make all of its payments. Don't worry about that. God's going to bless. I don't think I've ever even preached like this. I grew up poor, and I've worked for everything that I've ever had, and I don't ask nobody for nothing. So I am completely in somebody else's lane. This is not mine. But you know what? I felt God convict my spirit today. Like, do you not want them to be blessed like you've been blessed? You tell them what you did and what I did. Tell you, God would sell my houses and land when nobody else's houses and land were selling. It was like, I don't know how God did it. There was some land by my house, and I bought 20 acres, and I had just sold a company. I had a company that did fertilizing and sprayed lawns, and it got so big so fast because I made my company pay tithes. So my company grew faster than any company in Arkansas. And so a national company came, and they said, man, we want your business. We want you out of business. What would it take to get you out of business? So I told them what it's going to take, and they got a checkbook and started writing. And they said, but we're getting your phone number. For years, my phone number was 517-0068. And they said, we don't want anybody having your phone number. We're taking your phone if we do this deal. I said, if you write that check, you can have my phone number. They wrote the check, took my phone number. I got a new phone number. About a month later, maybe 2 months later, I'd bought some land by the house for almost nothing. And I seen my old phone number call me. It was a strange moment. It was my phone number calling my phone number. And I was like, hello? They didn't want my phone number. They just didn't want me to have my phone number. And this guy said, hey, I seen your sign with some land for sale. I said, who are you? And how did you get my phone, my old phone number? He said, I don't know. I just went and got this phone. And this is this phone number. People keep calling me, wanting fertilizer. Are you the guy? And I said, I am the guy. And he said, well, I want to buy your land. And he came and bought my land. I'm just telling you what God does. Hallelujah. I'm so out of my lane, but I'm going to act like I'm on the Audubon for a little while. I'm just preaching to you what God laid upon me. Amen. And so I bought some more land. And this guy calls, and he's got this accent. I want to buy all your land. So we make a deal. It's like $150,000 or something. And he says, do you like cash? I said, well, if I get one of those little markers like they got at the bank, I'd like cash. He said, I'll pay you the difference, but I want to give you $50,000 in cash. Now, I've never been a drug dealer. Never will be. I'm a Holy Ghost dealer. Amen. But I walked into the closing. I go into this guy's truck, and he hands me a brown paper bag full of $100 bills, and I start marking. Till I get to 50,000, then I carry them over to my truck. Lock them up and go in there and get my other 60, 70, 80, whatever, 100,000. I was like, what is your name? He said, Obolio or something. And then I go back and I look at the deed, and that guy's name ain't even on nothing. I don't know if it's cartel or angels, but God owns them all. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And if you give him more than zero, he'll give back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. You told up, I'll see you. Amen. Stand together with me. Man. Praise God. Hallelujah. I built houses and sold houses and put the money on houses. And when I was like 27, I built almost a 4,000. I hope you understand. I've never told this stuff. I'm bragging about the multiplier. And I was just a boy. God, I mean, he gave me. When I got a hold of this, you know what? God had to get me to the point where it wasn't about me. But we became partners. We became partners, built a big old house, ended up selling the house, put all that money, built a house here, and people pull up and they say, wow, boy, that preaching must pay good. I'm thinking, what? No, this ain't preaching. Preaching didn't build a white house on that mountain over there. What built a house over there was hard work and a given spirit. Hallelujah. This is why for 1 year a pastor said, you know what, there's something that I need to talk to you about. I said, okay. You got my number, my new number, right? Y'all didn't know that story. Yeah, we'll get together. A month, two later, man, we need to, I got something I need you to. A few months later, man, we got to get together. A few months later, we got to, finally a year goes by. Hallelujah. And he says, I want you to go to Hot Springs. This is what I've been wanting to talk to you about. I thought, I know why you didn't want to talk to me a year ago. Somebody gets a given spirit on them. You want them among your people. You want. Yeah. Praise God. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. You know, I want to do more than I've ever done. I was thinking, God, when I was thinking about these houses, God was dealing with me. I said, God, it was years ago. I was a little boy, 12 years old. I wasn't even going to preach. My Lord, it's 8:53. I was just a little boy, 12 years old. My uncles, Paul, where's Paul Eddie at? Sick. Well, my Lord. Amen. It was his daddy and his daddy's brother. Amen. Taught me how to build houses. This is back in the day when you did everything. You weren't a sheetrock guy or an insulator or a framer. You did everything. And growing up building houses, and I thought, and then why would I build houses for 20 years and then God called me to preach? I think I know why now. Amen. But I'm thankful. You know what I want to do? I'm just going to go build it and put every penny of it on this building. And when we pay it off, this is what God dealt with me about. When we pay it off, I want us to take what the payment would be, $10,000 a month. And I'd like to build a church overseas every month. Hey, when you figure out zero's not a multiplier, you'll start saying, God, what could I do for you? What could I render unto you? Come on, let's come down here and pray for a minute. Hallelujah, I'm through preaching. I want your faith to rise in this house tonight. Come on, I want somebody to, amen, pray a prayer. God, you can use me. God, you can depend on me. God, I'm going to help you. God, I'm going to be faithful. God, I'm going to be a giver. God, I'm going to be a prayer warrior. God, I'm going to be a worshiper. God, I'm going to give my talents to you. Come on, let him do it right now. Come on, let's praise him right now. Come on, use my hands. Use my feet. Use my mind. Use me, Lord. Itoto. 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 Ilabase. Isalaba. Ilalaba. You're my everything. You're my provider. You're my helper, God. Ta-da-dee. Yeah, yeah. Come on, let him use you. Come on, make commitments to him. Make some deals with him.